We're going camping. Yeah, school's out, and many in vacation mode. Plenty taking this coming Monday off, too, because Tuesday's a stat for Canada Day, and whether you're set to hit up a campground for the weekend or a little longer, Paul Johnson, Assistant Deputy Minister, Parks Division, is here now to let you in on everything you need to know before you go. And I want to thank you, Paul, for being here. Take us first to Northern Saskatchewan. What do you want people to know about visiting Northern Parks right about now?
Yeah, great question, Greg. And first thing I want people to know is that there's lots of great parks up north that weren't impacted by the fire. So if they're interested in camping, there's lots of availability in some of our northern parks. Canada Lake was certainly under threat, but survived excellent. And we've got some great campgrounds there in Canada Lake, Great Blue Heron, in LaRange. Parts of Lac LaRange are reopening here this week. Meadow Lake. We've got lots of great options for people in the north to camp, and they are in great shape and looking beautiful.
Summer vacation season is really upon us now. Do you get the feeling now camping season really is going to start cooking?
Yeah, I really do, and the numbers bear that out. We are really on the eve of our busiest time of the year, Greg. You know, starting today, we are welcoming a lot of guests to our parks, and that includes people coming out for a day just to visit the beaches, the picnic areas, or go for a hike, but it also includes an awful lot of campers coming into our park. So numbers look great for us. In July, we are overall across the park system 70% full, which is great news because that means we've got a lot of people coming, but there's a lot of room for more people to come and enjoy our parks. And our numbers for August, I will say there's even a lot more room in August for people to make camping reservations for the summer in parks.
Good to know. Paul Johnson, my guest from SAS Parks. How will Canada Day be celebrated in the parks?
There's an awful lot, Greg, going on. Not just Canada Day, but this weekend, Saturday, Sunday as well, recognizing it's one of our busiest weekends of the year. So we've got inflatable parks up and running. The golf courses are going, the hiking, the beaches are looking great. And all kinds of programming, too, educational interpretive programming in many of our parks. We have things like the Cosmic Discovery on Saturday at the Observatory in Cypress Hills. Lots of craft clubs going on this weekend, campground games across many parks. We have Canadian Jeopardy happening, guided hikes, geocaching. There's way too much to list or go through, so I would encourage people to have a look at sasparks.com and hit the things to do button and check out what is available this weekend in your park. And then, of course, Canada Day, Greg, games, activity. We have cupcakes in many parks, so there's a parade, I understand, at Moose Mountain Provincial Park on Canada Day. So, again, check out sasparks.com and have a look at your park that you're intending to visit and see what's happening.
Yeah, I remember being at Cypress last Canada Day, and there were cupcakes, that's for sure. Paul Johnson, I must ask you, we touched kind of on the wildfires up north and the park availability there. What about fire bans? Now, the provincial fire ban has been lifted, but do some parks still go with the fire ban, or how's that looking?
Yeah, we do something a little bit different called campfire restrictions in parks, but I am very happy to say our major parks, we don't have any campfire restrictions on at the moment. So it's great news heading into the busiest time of the year from now. We do have one small recreation site near Cypress Hills that still has a campfire restriction on, but our main parks, campfire restrictions are all lifted. So people can really sit down and enjoy a good warm campfire, roast some hot dogs and marshmallows, and really enjoy that part of the camping experience. Okay, I think one of the things I want to remind people that there are strong connections between park visits and outdoor recreation and healthy living, including physical and mental health. So really encourage people to get out to a park, even if it's just for a day, go for a hike, be in nature, spend time in a park environment. Just ask everybody, be safe and respectful of their neighbours and have a great time in SAS Parks or wherever they are this weekend.
Paul Johnson, I appreciate all the tips, and happy Canada Day. Hope you have a great weekend.
Same to you, Greg.
Well, just like yesterday, again, today we got a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms developing. It got pretty dark about 4 o'clock yesterday, and I was thinking, oh, we're in for a whopper here. It rained a little in the southeast corner of the city where I live, but the majority would seem to skirt around. But nailed Lumsden. That's golf ball-sized hail falling out of a vehicle. My friend Meredith shot me a video. I shared it on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page, and she said, yep, dense. Greg and Lumsden just texted me, said the same thing. Hail damage, ripping off tree branches, and SGI is going to get a few calls, I think. Andrew Shepherd joining me now from the 980 CJME newsroom. That's some serious damage.
Yeah, that'll do some damage. I know. I bought a brand new RAV4 in the spring of 2021. That August was the big hailstorm through Northwest Regina, and that was like 4 months after I bought the car. And it did about $5,000 in damage to my car, and luckily that was able to be fixed, and it's all good to go now. But yeah, that's going to be. I can see those cars and all the little dents all across the roof and hood probably today.
Hail is our enemy, both to vehicles, gardens, and farmers, but the lack of rain and gophers are becoming problematic. That southwest corner, it less than, 2 inches of rain is all they've had.
Well, we spoke to the Reeve of Enterprise, who says they've only received half an inch of rain since the snow melted.
That's awful.
So it always amazes me how different parts of the province, the different climate. You have the north on fire. We had, now Eston's kind of in the southwest there, but it might be because it was so... the ground was so dry, they had flooding earlier this week, or over the last weekend, I believe, with the golf course there. But the southwest has been, it's like a decade of drought-like conditions. So the RM of Enterprise joining Big Stick, Fox Valley, Maple Creek in a state of emergency. Full fire ban there as well.
Gophers running rampant now, damaging crops.
Yeah, this is now, the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation says this isn't just in the southwest or any particular area. Specifically, just generally across the province, it seems they believe that the gopher population's up. They're digging holes in fields and damaging crops.
Week 4 of CFL action, and there's a big fat question mark behind quarterback Trevor Harris. Questionable to start. What does that mean, we ask Coast Mates?
Will it be something you'll determine on game day, or will you determine that today?
Yeah, it might be game time, truthfully, decision, how we list it, but we've got to watch the tape and see it from there first.
If Harris can't go, it's Jake Mayer. He was taking reps earlier in the week, but a close practice yesterday, and... Harris was there on the field, so we wait and see for that depth chart. You got tickets. You're going to the game.
Yeah, so I hope he's there. I hope he's playing, but I don't know. It might be smart to sit him if you have a bye week next week. Just, don't want to end up like last season with his knee. Bought some tickets. Gonna take my daughter to her first Rough Rider game. You remember your first Rough Rider game?
Well, not at 2 years old.
That's probably not. Right? She probably won't remember this one, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. You will. The memories are there.
Of course.
And besides, you and Mom deserve a night out at the park after no sleep from teething.
We're going to bring her with us. We're actually inviting our my mother-in-law as well to give us a little help just in case we need to, keep her entertained. I don't know if we'll make it through the whole game because her bedtime will come up about, maybe in the third quarter, but yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, well, look, I'm just looking at Ticketmaster. You got tickets, and there are still plenty of tickets available, but this game is looking, if everyone shows up, there's a fair amount of tickets that have been sold already. Some of the corners, the upper deck, there's obviously tickets, but looks like it's tracking really well when it comes to sales. Thank you, Shep. Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom. I'm Greg Morgan, and we'll check in next hour with our buddy Belton Johnson to see how he feels. After the Bombers won last night, they're 3-0 just like us. We could break that tie tomorrow. Does Belton think we'll do it? We'll check in after the 7:30 news. Yeah, I know it was the last day of school a few days ago for everyone in Regina. However, slowly but surely, the rest of the province is unleashing the students for summer vacay. I know today, White City, Balgonie, Lumsden, it's the last day of school. And Sarah Mills mentioned in her commentary this morning how her kids' kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Sutherland, is retiring. I did see, too, Miller High School sharing photos of Mrs. Barnes-Wilcox and her retirement party with the students. If you know of anyone else who deserves a shout-out and is retiring from teaching, shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. I just respect everything teachers have done for my children over the years and still are, as I have one moving into grade 10 next year. And boy, look at this. I have found someone who is retiring after, 28, 29 years? I'll check in with him. He's Mr. Neil Boutin. In Gull Lake, Saskatchewan, at Gull Lake School. How long have you taught there, my friend?
Well, good morning. I've been in Gull Lake for 27 years, and I've taught 31 overall. So, yeah, it's been a ride.
And you decided today was the day, or do you still got a day or two of school to go?
Yeah, we still got a couple of days left. We have today, and our grad's actually tonight, so it's a busy one today. And then on Monday, we come back just before the holiday, so it's gonna be a tough one that day.
Man, I think about all the years you've taught, Neil, and back in your early days of teaching, how did you settle classroom debates without Google? Rock, paper, scissors, encyclopedias, intense staring contests? What did you do?
Well, you know, it's funny you'd ask that, because back in the day, basically what you said was the law kind of as the teacher, because you could fudge things a little bit more because there was no instant Google. But yeah, back in the day, it was a much different game. I mean, when I started teaching, the internet was in its infancy, and it wasn't really used very much by the kids, maybe a couple times a week. So yeah, it's changed a lot in that way.
Well, I bet. And you see it in the students you teach. And this probably would be a little advice you could actually pass along to a lot of parents who have kids in school or are set to go in school. But technology has really changed probably the way you teach and the habits of students. What's your perspective?
Well, yeah, you know, when I started teaching, I've always been involved with computers, even in high school. We had one of those Apple IIe's when I was in high school back in the 80s. So I've been involved with them for a long time. And, you know, for kids, when I was early in my career, they were kind of a tool. We used them a little bit. I found in the last 8-10 years, they kind of turned into a crutch, where lots of times it's really hard for the kids to, as you say, think on their own without having that that Google right there to take a look and see if they were right. And so we really try, I really have tried, because I'm a social studies teacher, to integrate it within my class, but at the same time to say, you know, be thoughtful about what you're actually seeing. Is it valid? Is it a good site? And that's what I've been trying to do a lot for the last 10 years.
Good wisdom from Neil Boutin, retiring at Gull Lake School in a day or two here. And what's the most important life lesson you learned from a student, perhaps, besides how to upload your TikTok dancing?
You know, I've learned a lot from the kids over the years, and lots of people say kids have changed a whole bunch. They haven't really. Some of the ways they show things have. But I think the best thing that I've learned from all the students I've taught over the last 30-some years is just calm, to just be respectful of other people. Because kids lots of times are. They get it. And that's one thing that sometimes I struggle with. And just to keep that calmness is something I've actually learned from a lot of my kids.
I'm curious, who or what inspired you to get into teaching in the first place all these years?
Well, a couple of things. I had a really awesome social studies teacher when I was a kid, George Mitten. He unfortunately just passed last year. And he kind of really told stories. And I'm a storyteller as a history teacher. My kids might say, or the kids that I teach might say, a little bit too much. But he really inspired me, and then I just worked with it in school, helping my friends when we were studying for exams, making up little shticks, little stories to tell. And then I kind of thought, hey, why don't I go to school for this? I could get paid. And the second one was to coach sports, because I love sports. I've been involved in it my whole life, and heavily involved here with the football team and track and field and badminton and Gull Lake.
Awesome.
Coaching sports was an awesome thing I wanted to do.
Okay. Well, are you really retiring, or are you going to sub part-time?
Oh, I'm going to sub part-time.
There you go.
My wife and I are both teachers, and she's already retired, and she was subbing this year, and she just kept telling me, man, it's great.
Well, thank you for molding the minds of so many students and all the community efforts you've put in over the years, too, as a school teacher. We appreciate you sharing some insight in your career, and I wish you happy retirement, Neil.
Thanks, Greg.
Oh, man, my greatest fear. Driving along, it gets dark and cloudy, and then the hail coming down, golf ball-size hail. It's happened in Lumsden yesterday. They're waking up there this morning with lots of vehicle damage. Some homes apparently have broken windows, vehicles as well, too. Joining me now, Brent Lokes, who is filling in for Evan Bray. And Brent, it's the worst. Have you had in your lifetime some vehicle damage through hail?
You know, my sister lived on a farm. This is back probably in the 80s. And they had hailstorms that came through there one summer, and they saved some of these, and like they were like the size of baseballs. Like
no kidding,
things, like literally tore the vinyl siding right off their house, smashed windows. And I've driven through, like you, you're driving along. I've driven through the odd hailstorm. I've never had any significant damage, but just knock on wood, because it is just wild when one of those storms pops up. It's nasty.
Well, SGI is going to be getting a few calls today, I think, from the folks from Lumsden. But yeah, we could get the same scenario tonight. There's the exact same kind of pattern starting to percolate for the afternoon. But hey, for game day tomorrow, it looks pretty decent, sunny, and about 24 degrees at kickoff. How are you feeling about the Riders? They're tied with the Bombers after that game last night, 3-0.
I know. You got to believe that the Riders are just going to keep it going. Like, this is going to be our first game against the Western team, I think. So that's going to be a bit of a challenge for us. But you look back to the game that they won last week and how marvelous it was. But let's just hope they don't have as many penalties. Like, oh, my God, stop with the penalties. No, I think it's going to be good. You know, we got to believe, right?
Well, And there's a little drama behind it, too, because Harris is questionable at this point. The depth chart should tell us more in a few hours from now. But Jake Mayer could get the start. He was taking a lot of reps. So I like there's a little drama behind the scenes. But I still think the Riders, they're rolling. I think they're going to beat the BC Lions, who are coming to town without Nathan Rourke. But you coming in for the game? I know you're in Saskatoon studio this morning, but you come the odd time, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Usually we make it down to the Labor Day and at least one other. And I see now there's some people running the bus service up here again. I don't know that that's been the case in recent years. I'm not going to be able to make this game, though, but I'm sure going to be watching the Blue Jays, who are hot stuff these days as well. They're heading into a series with the Boston Red Sox. So I'll always find something to watch to cheer on the favorite team.
Well, you better find something to talk about today. What's your plan?
Oh, man, we got a lot going on. We've got, our favorite Environment Canada guy, David Phillips. Somebody said, what's David going to talk about? And I said, I don't care what David talks about. I just love listening to the man's voice. But we'll get his thoughts on the extreme weather that they saw at Lumsden yesterday and what the prognosis is for the long, long weekend that a lot of people are taking here with Canada Day Tuesday, and his thoughts on the summertime weather in Saskatchewan, the housing market. Man, I was talking to a real estate guy in Saskatoon recently. He talked about an old house, a small old house in an estate sale, was listed for $280,000. They had over 40 bids, and it went for $350,000. So we've got Chris Garrett with the Realtors Association of Saskatchewan. Just give us some insight as to just what the housing market is like here as we head into summertime. And we're talking with experts who are doing some amazing research at the University of Saskatchewan, dealing with progress in helping detection of breast cancer early. We've got Belton is going to join us here. We're going to do up some cooking. And, of course, Green and White Prognostications will be the final half hour of the show today.
Brent, I just want to add, you mentioned Belton time, and it's Belton with Eaton time. Smoked bacon-wrapped armadillo eggs. I don't know if I'm supposed to reveal that, but I'm tuning in for that. Only Belton could do that. All right, buddy. You have a good Friday morning. Thank you for filling in for Evan Bray.
You bet, Greg.